This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
So, Rosh Hashanah is a time of din, and it's more a time of din. In other words, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu puts in a new nekuda of chiddush into the world. And b'meila v'kadosh mitzrius hasiv v'chadosh da'ayin hashana chadasha. V'hinei nizdora masen adroiz. V'nerach adin al kol ha'yitzur kifi sidri adin al yin. And the Sanhedrois, meaning that's the Bezal Shel Mala, is sets up a din on everything. So the matzah of the world, in other words, the world is in a position of being nidon, yes or no. And let's just understand just the kuda here. The klal gadol is that Sheval Taisa, Chazaka, Amotzer Horaya, things that are going keep going. So when something is flying through the air, it keeps flying through the air. That's the mitzvahs of Teva, and that's the mitzvahs in Halacha. That things, we don't question do you own the shirt you're wearing, or is this behemoth kasha, and so on. The minute there's a change and there's chiddush, now questions come up. So you lost the shirt, fell, and now we're not sure whose shirt it is. Something was noilad in the behemoth or whatever it is. Now we have a mokum shaila. It's a hanhag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that kirikoi koi, things go as they are. That's a hanhag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The world keeps going the way it keeps going. Whenever you have chiddush, so on Rosh Hashanah, you have a stopping, a cycle finished, and now you need to ask yourself, or the world needs to ask, are we going to start a new cycle? Is there going to be a new aschala? And the answer to that is going to be given through a din. Din will decide, does the person have a new a chance or not? Let's take another very simple example. A person has a contract for a year. So to fire in the middle of the year requires a lot of action, a lot of reason, and it's not easy, v'chulu. Once the year's over, to hire him again, I need to scratch my head and say, do I want to hire him for another year? It's very different than do I want to fire. It's not the same issue question at all. Rosh Hashanah is when Zman is over. And now it's a new Yom HaDin. Just like it says when HaKadosh Baruch created the world, he said, Nasa Adam. He consulted with the Bezal Shel Mala, consulted with the Malachim, because since there's a new Inyan, there's going to be a Bezdin here, and this Shaila came to the foreground. So he says, "Vehine kvar bi'arnu, v'hine tzivon HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'skoya b'shoifa, v'akavona boi l'hamshich hanhoge b'rachman v'lo yitoke v'adin, ula arva katev shekatrik." There is, the world needs to be created with midas of mishpat, and mishpat means I need a reason for the world to exist. But mishpat has levels in it. It could be strict mishpat, and it could be mishpat with a knetch of rachmin. Ularik is a v'ida kovanach alchenik shakmoyche midas in the sense shagia toiv ne adam im lo yiskaloi. Kein michoika mishpat atzmehu b'maisa maisa asme adam b'gomlo magmula roy lehem l'finyanam sheinua gimoyim b'chaldinam b'rachma v'chemla v'edukar lehem b'diktu kamo. Okay, in Shomer Chazal, Kolamav, and Deisavir Leipshav. So there's another mahalach in din itself that there can be a din berachmin. So just like the mashal, have the $1,500. When you stop a car, the speed limit is 60 miles. Up to 10 miles, they don't usually ticket you. So there's a certain grace period within it. There's a certain anhaga of rachmim, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mishatev. It says, Ro'u she'en olam miskayim bedin, omad v'shitev Allah midas rachmim. He didn't replace it, but he mixed it. He gave it a racham dik a knechit. Crazy midik neged midik. Kmoishu mevata, kach yevatra loy. V'nimtza she misnagim v'racham v'zasa midas ha-mishpat. So he adds here one more point about it. It says in the Gemara, it says that, you know, kolamavol midoisa ma'virinloy and so on. And the skula for this week's parasha is where we learn these midas of Vitor, Hashem Hashem Kerachem Bechanan. Hashem Hashem Kerachem Bechanan is not only a magic formula where you sort of say, you say the words and it happens. It's a hanhaga that a person picks up. And if I am a veteran and I'm not medactic on my midas, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midas hadin is noisin that it comes to me. There's a halacha in buying and selling. You can use different weights as long as you use the same weight for buying and for selling. So when you use the same weight, so if the weight is a bit under, but I buy and sell that way, that's okay. If the weight's a bit over, then I buy and sell that way. The one thing I can't do is buy with one and sell with the other. So the midas hadin itself allows for a certain shituf of midas harachmim if the person is knowing. So when we say Hashem Hashem kelerachem v'chanun, what we need to do is we need to follow that mahalach. So if a person is easy and he's mevater, then it is appropriate that we use the same scale to the person. V'omnam loy hamasa ze levad yigom derse al kol ma'aseh shem ha'olyanov ayesu ro gom lekach yigom lekach. So all ma'asim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels is appropriate to go with Mizavitr, we will go with Mizavitr. Umichlal ze mitzvah zu shal tkiya shayfesh in stavu yisol yisma shich aleim and hagi berachmim o kishi yishma sa karoi yisa pri shaluk limen. So what mitzvah shayfesh does is, remember, you can't be mevatel din. You can't say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, could we not go to din and mishpat? That doesn't exist. But what we can say is, could we go to din with a shituf of rachmim? And that's what Kiyas Shofar does. So all the inyanim that it's me'oyer rachmim, it means that it gives us, it allows HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be koyfim in this din, to be shayach to this rachmim. V'omno, he says, prata inyan, hayachash et Kiyas Shofar v'shavs rachmim, tolu b'shosh an hogis ha'sek v'edvar mitim shalom v'korzen v'emes. Now, how does that work exactly? How does Kiyas Shofar do? So he's basically quoting a Zohar Kaddish, that it's me'oirer, the midas of the avos. Vakavona zeh osa oir avos ha'olam ischazik b'schusam, la'oir es harachmim, refayish es hadin, lag ba'toiv al'ara, lichbet kos ha'ra, v'litla ha'koyach ma'mekatrigim. Ul'iskavim she'ishtamis od baruch u'merim musoi, la'hanig b'shritas yichud olav al'pesha, kol zeh de mitzvah zeis. K'sheschavim ha'ot shuvos yosol karoi, potkin zeh kifipot ha'tikim v'drocho. So he basically lists in one breath a lot of the inyanim that are written in Sfarim about it. Basically, the point is, let's understand how the package comes together. There are a lot of things that seem to be coming from very different places that seem to have no shaykh to each other. So the point is like this. A person, the purpose of Midas Hadin in the Bria is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu be mashlit Malchus on the world. Malchus is Oymid B'Din of Mishpat, and the Tachlis of the Bria is to create Malchus Shemayim in this world. That's where it starts with. Tkiyah Shaifa tries to be Mamshich, the Kilyan of Ra, all the Inyanim of the Bria that seem to stand in the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu be Mashlit is Malchus in the Bria, those are the Inyanim that come about through this Hadhaga. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since Kol Shofar includes in it many, many different elements, it includes being Mamluk HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it includes breaking Ra, it includes Esav HaRachmim and so on, it's, so to speak, presenting our way of bringing about the same Tachlis that the Shofar wants to bring about, that Yom HaDin wants to bring about, through our Ma'aseh of Tkiyas Shofar. So it becomes a replacement, so to speak. It becomes a mahalach to bring about the same result, that you don't need absolute Midas HaDin, we can do it through other ways also. That's basically the point that he's making here. Omno, Inyan Yom Kippur Hu, Shehine Eichem Adon Baruch Hu Yisol Yom Echad, Shabotia Tshuva Kalis Kabul, Vavoynes Kreven Limochois, Dain Atakin Kol Kikun Shasi Yedehem. Ula hosikola choshachens gabai dehem, ula hoshiva shovel dregas actusheva curve lobisparshmoi, shesrakma de hadesehem. Behine be yemze meir oresha be koichon nishlam koza inyan. So the day which really brings the world to its tikkun, it's the day when shuvas lizitivim skabel and so on, is Yom Kippur. This is sort of a shlemus, understanding that this mahalach is the hashlama of being mashlid HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria. V'omnehu or shel kavos itzor yishmei so mashis tavi yemzeh v'fat inye inui shayyode misnat kimen ha'guf nisnit ha'godl u'mis'al v'mikzah z'prim z'ha'ochem shalko padarok yivad ha'tikot. So he says here a deher in this inyan of Yom Kippur that is quite unusual. And let's explain what this deher is, what is chiddush and where it's coming from. We understand the Pashto Mahalach is that you fast and you don't wear shoes and sikh and all the Yisurim and the Nuyim are there to make you feel contrite. You do tshuva, the pain and the suffering counts for something. That's kind of the way we take it. He explains it in a very, very different way. You find, Lamashal Chazal say that we're doim it to Malachim on that day. Yom Kippur is a gilui of a tremendous ha'ara that is not shchiach in the Bria. It's something in the Bria that is it's an ha'ara HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is lamala lamala. In order for a person to be able to receive that ha'ara, to be roi to mikan ha'ara, a person needs to be on the darga of a malach. He needs to be on a higher madrega. So the inyanim of Yom Kippur are there to bring a person to a much higher madrega, or better said, not a higher madrega, to be a kli kibble, a person who's coarse and fed and, you know, physical and so on, is not a kli kibble for such a big anhaga. Once was zeicha to be a kli kibble for that, then the Eiris of Yom Kippur come, and then it's chal on the person. And that becomes the source of his tire and so on and so forth. Okay, we'll hold it over here.